They whipped themselves into a state of ecstatic frenzy where they had visions. And they, like many, believed that Christ was embodied in ordinary peasant people.
Yeah. A lot going on in the world, man. It's real chaotic, man. And sometimes you feel like you need to get away, and it's like you can't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Got the speakers blaring, streets as loud as hell. Drama fill the air and blow the Mary off the terrace. With Goonie Moe and the man sixes, contemplating Harris. Talking about legendary Dobbs of Paris. It's your fuck track clearances. Yo, there is that little shorty running errands, daring. Ran around some older kids, vigging that square for his herring. Bone staring, yo, there go Terrence and Sharon. Newborn baby girl Sahara. Homeless Eric ain't getting no love, nobody caring. And the sheriff and the fuzz run up on cuffs with the cuffs and interference. Couple sluts looking incoherent by the preacher screaming about the Holy Spirit, feel it. Arrogant shorty swearing, wearing the Ralph Lauren with the nameplate errands. Hearing it from the mazes about the nails and wigs. Tripping over the state and replacing his bearings. Overheard a deal go down some cats out of Maryland. Sitting by the window, know what I mean? It's chaotic, man, it's hectic sometimes. Yo, it's a lot going on, man. Sometimes you just wanna relax, man.
I just wanna see something different, man.
Enjoy some of God's plans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm puffing on some Cali citrus indica mixes, relaxing out off. My mind's in the distance. Formulate visions, natural design intuition. Look outside the window, see a different kind of picture. Mesmerized by divine elixir, finest mixtures and its varieties of the entire kingdom of living. From roots to vines, the sky's so splendid. We feel a unified, exquisite, good vibes and the warmth growing inside within us. As if it's a sign of remember, God sent us. Inspired by subtler things, analyzing the lives that we live in. The signs of the times, we've been so blind to its sinners. Self-indulgence, your only business, no kind of limits. Your untamed ego like a pine box for beginners. Wish your odyssey don't watch from the windows. Or your television, slide with your mental.
Sitting by my window,
yeah.
What do I see? Sitting by my window,
yeah. Windows to your soul, man.
What do I see?
As a matter of fact, when you read the writings of the early fathers of the church, they always interpret all like Jonah and the whale. They don't bother even to doubt whether Jonah was or was not swallowed by a whale or other big fish. But they see in the story of Jonah and the whale a prefiguration of the resurrection of Christ. And then even when it comes to the resurrection of Christ, they're not worrying about the chemistry or the physics of a risen body. What they're interested in is that the idea of the resurrection of the body has something to say about the meaning of the physical body in the eyes of God. That the physical body, in other words, is not something worthless and unspiritual, but something which is an object of the divine love.